This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Todd Shepard over at Broad and Liberty wrote a great piece. We are failing, and frustrated Dem lawmakers propose forcing DOH to change vaccine policies. Four Democrat state senators announced on Saturday their intent to establish a COVID-19 vaccine registration database they hope will smooth a bumpy rollout of vaccines across Pennsylvania. In the press release, the state senators expressed frustration at how the initial distribution has progressed in Pennsylvania, which is near the bottom in state vaccination levels. One senator aimed remarks directly at the Department of Health, while another said the process so far is failing millions of Pennsylvanians. These are Democrats saying this. This is over at broadandliberty.com, by the way. Great site. If you don't check it out every day, you're missing out. Broadandliberty.com. For weeks, my colleagues and I have urged the Department of Health to make changes to the vaccine rollout, including more centralized registration, distribution, and oversight systems. State Senator Maria Collette, Democrat from Bucks in Montgomery County. A state vaccine registration database could help streamline the process and restore constituents' faith. Now, the error so far in the state, like, for example, days after the Department of Health announced a mistake in which tens of thousands of shots intended for the second booster dose of the Moderna vaccine were given instead to patients as the first dose, which then left the state scrambling now because they had about 30,000 to 60,000 Pennsylvanians scheduled to get the second dose, and they're now awaiting new appointments. Believe that? Senator Amanda Cappelletti, who represents Delco and Montgo, she said the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine in Pennsylvania has been fragmented, hard to navigate, and has left behind our most vulnerable and at-risk populations. She's a Democrat. I've joined in pushing for this crucial legislation because the best way to end confusion and improve our vaccine rollout is to centralize the registry and make the process easier for all Pennsylvanians. Another Democrat, Senator Lindsey Williams of Allegheny, said we are failing the millions of Pennsylvanians who need a straightforward, accessible, and consistent way to sign up for the COVID vaccine. Can anybody explain to me how Dr. Levine has made it all the way to the top, considering what an absolute failure the secretary leaves behind in Pennsylvania? Absolute failure. Absolute failure here. And that's not me, says Democrats saying this. Similar legislation has already been introduced in the State House of Representatives. The legislative memo said the restrictions of a commonwealth do not permit us to create a statewide database of available appointments, but does not give specifics on any legal hurdles. Now, this point here, and again, this is a great piece from Broad and Liberty, Todd Shepard. Governor Wolf's office referred questions from Broad and Liberty to the Department of Health. In doing so, the office refused to give comment on whether the senators we're taking action out of disappointment or frustration with the administration and whether the Wolf administration could move on its own and create such a database without legislative approval. The Pennsylvania Department of Health paid $852,000 for the software and is now weighing whether to use its soon-to-be-created mass vaccination clinics. But according to officials whose clinics serve Allegheny and four other counties, the program has serious flaws. Have you experienced this, by the way? You might be one of the millions of Pennsylvanians who've experienced this. The program cannot create private appointment links. It overbooks clinics. It sends patients incorrect or conflicting scheduling reminders. And it lets people make appointments even if they aren't eligible for the vaccine. On Thursday, DOH Acting Director Allison Beam admitted to its mistakes surrounding the Moderna doses, but she is set to replace Dr. Rachel Levine after Levine was nominated by President Biden to become the Federal Assistant Secretary of Health. So again, why is Levine going to Washington when this mess that she started here? I mean, Levine is terrible. And now you get promoted up. You get promoted up. You failed, you get promoted up. Beam has similarly faced separate grillings over vaccinations from the legislature earlier in the month, where Democrats were not shy about providing criticism. A lot of people have talked about the incredible frustration and lack of transparency of information. I'm among them. Colette said at the time, you know, here's the deal. These Democrats, I've said this now how many times, these Democrat governors had so much time to prepare for this. And every time that they're failing, they try to turn around and blame Trump for this. You know why we have the Johnson & Johnson vaccine? Why we have the Moderna vaccine? Why we have the Pfizer vaccine? It's because President Trump and Operation Warp Speed took a gigantic bulldozer to the bureaucracy and knocked it down. But it fell on the states to organize a distribution. And New Jersey is terrible at it. The website's a mess. Seniors can't figure it out. They got to hire college kids to make their appointments. It's a mess in Pennsylvania. Same thing's happening there. It's a mess. And what I like, though, is that I commend these Democrat senators, because it's not easy to speak out against your own party. In New Jersey, they're all silent. Steve Sweeney, who's the Senate president in New Jersey, used to have a backbone. He lost that a long time ago under King Philip the Unaccountable. So they never say anything. The Democrats in the legislature just let Murphy run the place without any checks and balances. But it's the same mess over there. Same mess over there. No doubt about that. But I'm glad they're speaking out. Hopefully something will come of this. And I'm glad that broadandliberty.com has decided to focus on this. Younger adults, in fact, are navigating guilt and pressure and seeking COVID vaccine slots for older relatives. So this one story that I saw here, Megan Kappa, her name is, she used every spare moment she had to hit the refresh button on her MacBook screen. When she first woke up, this is on the Jersey side of the river, while on lunch break, she moved into her new home. She'd hit the refresh button with hope of landing her parents and grandparents an appointment to get a COVID vaccine. She said it was definitely defeating because I was seeing other people get appointments who were in better health than who I was trying to get the vaccine for. And it was just frustrating because it was truly the luck of the draw. After 3 weeks, she was finally able to secure appointments for her parents and grandparents. By the end of this month, she expects her older loved ones to be fully vaccinated. An important step, she said, to remove the pressures and fear that her loved ones have over COVID-19. She said, it truly felt like a weight fell off my shoulders. I finally relaxed for the first time in a month. You believe it took 3 weeks for her to get those appointments for her parents? Across New Jersey, younger loved ones of those eligible to receive the vaccine have expressed their frustration with an online vaccination appointment system that their older, less tech-savvy relatives can't navigate. I got to ask the obvious question here. Where the hell are all these big tech companies in California? Why have they not been helping with this? It's amazing to me. You know, Jack, who looks like the Unabomber, the head of Twitter, with that beard and the, you know, the nose piercing and everything. Well, they spend so much time, you know, banning Trump from social media. Why weren't they helping the states out with the rollout of all this stuff? Honestly, Google, Amazon announced they would start helping after Joe Biden was inaugurated president. You know the answer. You know the answer as well as I do. Politics, that's why. Because these friggin' tech companies did not want to help the Trump administration. They were asked. Jared Kushner went to Google and he went to Amazon and he went to all these companies and asked them to help with the distribution of these vaccines, and they didn't help. They just ignored the request, and look where we are now. I mean, these big tech companies have platforms that enable you to find anything you want and to have it delivered to your home in an hour in our area. An hour. But instead, the states created these bulky, bureaucratic, awful-to-use online scheduling systems. And the distribution is a mess. It's a mess. Across New Jersey, younger loved ones of those eligible to receive the vaccine have expressed their frustration with an online vaccination appointment system that is tough to navigate. Even though the younger generation of New Jerseyans is willing to stare at a screen for weeks on end, the process has been daunting. The struggle has led to the creation of an online community of vaccine go-getters doing all they can to get the most vulnerable population in the state vaccinated. A lot of older people don't have someone like me who would spend so much time looking for an appointment. I don't know how my grandparents would have ever gotten it without me. And a lot of people don't have someone who was able to do what I did, the 27-year-old said. Having access to all these online tools can also compound the feeling of defeat when a younger family member can't secure a vaccine appointment for parents or grandparents, said Maurice Elias, a psychology professor at Rutgers. When we try to help people we truly love and care deeply about, and we cannot, there is a residual feeling that somehow they could have done something more and found success. This is exacerbated by occasional exceptions to the rule, often highlighted on social or mass media about clever ways someone outwitted the system to get an appointment for a loved one. The feeling of guilt associated with not being able to secure an appointment for your grandparents, your parents, has continued. A lot of people are feeling that way as well. They've been trying to help their parents. They haven't been able to do it. There are 61,000 members of a Facebook group called New Jersey COVID Vaccine Info. What the group does is to try to help share information about vaccine appointments as they become available. 61,000 people. Brittany Prell said her sisters, they founded the group after benefiting from a similar online community in Florida. The sisters have been trying to secure a vaccine appointment for their grandmother, who lives half the year in South Florida. After their grandmother was unsuccessful, they gave it a shot. That's when she stumbled upon the Florida group and was able to secure an appointment within a day. So, you know, I gotta ask the question again. These disasters, these failures as governors, these Democrats with this distribution, when are they going to get called out for all this? Hold my breath, right?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.